During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
For months, everything about the criminal case and Anna Kempner's death was sealed. Juvenile proceedings, closed courtrooms, no public charges. The family was left waiting. That just changed. A federal grand jury has indicted the stepbrother as an adult on charges of first-degree murder and aggravated abuse. And what this indictment alleges is very different from what the public was told in the early days of the investigation. Joining us to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, available wherever you get podcasts, and Robin Dreek, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Let's start here. This is a case we talked about quite a bit last year. Then it kind of just went silent because he's juvenile, and then everything sealed. So there really was no information. And we were going to kind of operate of, we're not going to know much more about this if it stays in juvenile court. It's not staying in juvenile court. It's now going to adult court. He's being charged as an adult. And we've now learned that it wasn't just asphyxiation. There was SA alleged that took place in that room on that Carnival Horizon ship between the 16-year-old stepbrother and Anna Kempner. Let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, this changes the whole dynamic of everything that's going on here. You got cameras showing one person going in and out of that room. You got the other brother that's saying he heard noises. We only got one person in there. I mean, unless this guy's Batman or somebody's flying in and out of portholes, it's pretty dead to rights. Where does this case even take off from, or does it? Is it do you see this end up being a plea deal, or do you think something like this? Do you think they're going to fight it? Do you think they're going to try and plead not guilty on something like this?
No, I think he's going to plead out.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. He's not Diddy. You just don't go to trial in federal cases. You don't play with the U.S. attorney's office. When they come with their case, their shit is on lock. I mean, their conviction rate is 98, you know, so I think that he'll plead out.
How do you think they got it up to charging him as adult at 16?
I mean, I think that they put it out there where there was enough there for everybody to feel comfortable that it would, because the judge looked at it, right?
Right.
And it's not a rubber stamp, but you know, the judge at some point had to agree that it was serious enough to take a teenager out of that juvenile system. And, you know, it's ultimately the judge makes the call, and he made a finding, or she made a finding. They examined the nature of the offense, the circumstances, and whatever the sealed juvenile proceedings revealed about his background, his mental state, mm-hmm. and prior conduct. Like, they're going to look at all of it, you know, because they're going to be more thorough in the federal system than they will be in the state, typically.
Right. And is that what took so long to do this? Because that's the other question I had, too, is like, what took so long to get it moved up? All right.
I think so. And also just putting the case together to put in front of the grand jury.
Go ahead, Robin.
No, I had nothing, Tony. Go ahead.
When you have a case like this, is there like a lever that gets pulled at a certain point? And we've talked about this before, about the importance of not always charging every, teenager that's, you know, of a certain age, 13, 14, 15, 16 and above as an adult, because you are still a youth. But there are certainly times where it is certainly appropriate. Is there ever a lever that is just there where it's like, okay, you killed somebody and you essayed them? That's pretty adult behavior. You know, it's murderous, monstrous behavior, but it's not typically the behavior that a child is necessarily capable of. When you get the essay mixed in there with the murder itself, I mean, is that where it's like, yeah, you're going to be charged as an adult now because you're capable of doing that?
100%. No. You know, as the judge ultimately concluded that this simply, because of all the things you just talked about, was not a case where juvenile intervention was going to adequately address what had happened.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a whole different system, the juvenile system. You know, I mean, under the juvenile system, in theory, he can walk out when he hits 18 or 20, 21. You know, I mean, it's a whole different thing. So, and that's a meaningful signal for a couple of reasons. First, it means that the judge really reviewed the underlying record, you know, and found that the offenses were serious enough in the defendant's profile sufficiently warranted that he be tried as an adult. I mean, that's big. And I more than most probably appreciate that. Like, my wife and I are always of the mindset. We hate when children are tried as adults, no matter how horrific the crime is, because we're just not talking about a fully formed mind. You know, that cortex is not fully formed. I don't give a shit what anybody says. That's science. You know, that's just a reality. And it's like
24. Yep.
Exactly. And we have that pull, that internal pull. But the acts were so horrible. We have to hold this person accountable for it. So all to say that if they're going to charge juveniles as adults, which they will, and they will continue to do so into the future, I appreciate when they put this much work into it. And I'm telling you, they put this much work into it. Because in terms of it getting bumped up to the, you know, to adult court is really a two-part thing. And it goes back to what we were talking about initially. And Robin knows better than anybody. When the feds are building a case, you know, they're incredibly deliberate in what they're doing. Yeah. And they're making a case that is, for all intents and purposes, bulletproof. You know, I mean, that's why everybody pleads in federal court, because when the AUSA steps to you, they're like, this is what we got, bro. You know, and then they put the heat on you right away. So it's like you almost start working on your sentencing, your sentencing like immediately, because the sentencing guidelines in terms of federal court are vastly different than that in which you find in state court. And those sentencing memos are really become a trial in and of themselves, because they're that thorough, because you've got so many factors and there's points that are assigned or deducted based on various things. And a lot of that has to do, because the feds have the ability to put the squeeze on defendants and their attorneys by saying, look, you know, you're going to have a pretty hefty deduction if your client's not going to work with us, you know. Like, we need him to work with us, and we also need him to take responsibility. You know, it's like those are words that are actually, and you get credit for that. So in terms of whatever you're going to end up on with this plea, and I'm not going to bet my life on it, but I'd go 95% secure this thing's going to plead out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that actually, and a lot of people are commenting in the comment section on this too. So, and we've seen this in other recent cases with school shootings. What do you think the liability on the parents are going to be on this? Do you think they're going to go after them next?
Nah, different set of circumstances. And unless it comes out that there was some kind of long running issue in that house that they're aware of and they were simply ignoring it, and they ignore it to the extent where they put this kid in a room with her on a boat, knowing
that that's what it looks like. Again, that's just what some of the hearsay was saying. Like, the ex-boyfriend of the girl was saying that the creepy things that the brother was doing. So I wonder if they're going to have continue to dig deep on that and do anything with that, just because
of those school shootings, they have the ability to do so now. And when I say the ability, they've always had it. But once prosecutors started creating that precedent and sacking up, because it's a big risk in terms of being a prosecutor, because it's a tough case. And, you know, prosecutors will tell you, every one of them, I'm not trying to bring a case that I'm destined to lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We want to have the evidence. And in those cases, it's iffy, because you have your evidence problems, but you also have public perception.
And wouldn't it be interesting, not interesting, tragically so, you know, I'm just, so I know we're covering so much of the IBLP and the FL, you know, the fundamental
FLDS,
FLDS, you know, stuff where parents are overseeing children of theirs that are doing abhorrent things against their own children and others, and, you know, potential liability there. So we're seeing some potential cross here, you know, at that federal level, where, you know, you have cults that are actually grooming people to do this. And then you have this situation over here. I wonder, again, it's just because we're covering these things that my mind starts working and seeing if there's any connection between the two that they might bring
up. It's always going back to the cults, man. He's
cult to me, man. I'm cult whispers right now.
It's a fascinating thing. There's elements, you know, almost you could go back to the Asa story too, of, what were you aware of? And I mean, if you're looking at the parents and, you know, hindsight's 20/20 on something like this, horribly so, unfortunately. And the toll was losing your daughter. I mean, one could look back and go, yeah, there were warning signs, you know, at the end of the day, most parents are not going to go to the extreme of your daughter's going to be essayed and murdered by your stepson. Yeah. You know, they go, well, it might be kind of uncomfortable. And they're not thinking how extreme this could go, because people don't tend to go there usually. And they're thinking, well, you know, they can tough it out. They're kids. They're just going to sleep there. They're going to be out on the cruise ship all day. And this is probably how they were thinking, right or wrong. This is probably as simple as it was going. And they offered her, and I'm not saying that this was the right crawl either, but they said, this has been their argument the whole time, well, we offered her, she could go stay with her grandparents, she could go stay in this room over here. Yes, then she would also have to raise her hand and inconvenience other people too in her mind, and stay in a place that she really wasn't originally planned to be. This is where it just, the parenting needs to stand up in situations like this. And I get, you know, you try to save a buck, you're going to try and do this as economically as you can so you can go on this trip. Excuse me, but if you got an 18-year-old, a 17-year-old young woman, and you're thinking of putting her in a room with 16-year-old boys that already have a history of not appropriate interaction or attempted interaction with her, you got to get another room, or don't go on the damn cruise. Don't put it on her to make that choice of, I'll go sleep with grandma and grandpa, because mom and dad couldn't make a responsible choice here. And I'm not blaming them. I'm not saying it was criminal. You look at it, like I said, and go back and go, gosh, we should have done that differently. And maybe this is a lesson to be learned for other folks going on cruises who are in a blended family situation where there's some weird dynamics with some of the kids or uncomfortable. Sometimes you got to do these sort of things to prevent something far worse from happening. She's dead. That's how we're hearing about her. I have a striking fear that there are far more cases like this where it ain't death that's in question. It's an essay that never gets reported and never talked about again. And I think that happens quite frequently. And for this exact same reason of, well, let's save a buck and kids will be kids. And in reality, these are young adults. These are young little monsters that make poor decisions.
Yes. Without question. And who is whose son is it? Is it the dad's or the mom?
It's the new wife's son. So they recently got married. It's the stepson. So it's a step sibling to Anna.
Yeah. So in that type of situation, and I want to kind of go back to Robin's question, because it really kind of got me thinking. I hadn't thought about that aspect of it, but you know, those cases where they are trying to and are bringing charges against the parents, it always boils down to knowledge.
Yeah.
You or should have known. And it would be interesting to see. I mean, yes, we have the boyfriend story, but did that story make it from daughter to dad? You know, is she like, this kid's like a super creep? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, what's the context?
Yeah. But like, even it has to have made it back to the parents. They have to have knowledge of it taking place.
Say there's, Bob, so is this enough? So say there's text messages. Say there's, maybe not even to the parents, but say the daughter who was horrifically murdered and assaulted was sending text messages. Because I think, it's been a while. I think there was her expressing concerns. I mean, girls express concerns of friends about seeing situations. If they pull up text messages of her vocalizing, at least even through texting, to friends or maybe even family members, her concerns and issues, is that enough to make it an issue for the parents?
I don't think so. Unless the parents are made aware of it. You know, but if she's made an outcry, so to speak, to any kind of mandatory reporter, creates an issue for that mandatory reporter if they didn't report it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
That's a different issue. It'll be interesting to see, man. And how long were they married?
Not long. I mean, there was still a custody. I don't have the exact date, but I believe it was like less than a year. It was recent. Yeah. It was like a celebration, like type cruise of, you know. One more question on this.
The stepdad's off the hook because the stepdad's not going to know. You know, the stepdad had this kid for 16 years. He barely knows the kid from a hole in the ground at that point. You know, and the mom, that's potentially a different story. You know, well, I'm sure the feds are digging into what the mom knew.
Yeah.
Well, that
was all part of the stuff that they were looking at.
Yeah.
Deciding whether or not to try him as an adult.
True. You know what I mean? True. So
into that stuff.
That's all been examined, I'm sure. Yeah. And if appropriate charges would be appropriate, then I would think that they'd be made or are coming very quickly, if at all. One more question on this. I mean, I know you think it's going to get pled out, and it probably will be. Does he have a leg to stand on in anywhere with, he was on the ADHD meds? And again, for anybody who's like, I'm on HD, but yeah, so am I. And I know it doesn't make you a killer. I'm not saying it does. I'm saying how people litigate things. The ADHD meds, didn't take his insomnia medication. I don't know what that medication was. Some of those can have, you know, anytime you stop taking a med of any sort, that can cause some not great behavior sometimes. And that alcohol might have been involved, and he's a minor. We don't know that alcohol was involved as a fact. Does that give him a leg to stand on in terms of any sort of defense of not being responsible for these choices?
I mean, it could potentially, they could put forth a diminished capacity type defense, but it's here to tell you in federal court, the scope of that is extremely limited.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as broad as it is in state court. So, I mean, they can introduce, the evidence of a mental disease if he has one. They can also show, because I think I had seen something like he hadn't taken his ADHD meds for a couple of days, you know, introduce the alcohol, but at the end of the day, it's never going to walk him out in terms of a not guilty, you know, it's not going to get there. So ultimately I just think that's a non-starter.
I saw the comment there, and it'll end up in one of the disclaimers where may cause you to essay and murder your stepsister. That'll be read very quickly at the end of a commercial. May cause drowsiness, may cause you to murder your stepsister. Just bear, like, did I just hear that right?
Yeah.
Did it just say it may cause you to murder your stepsister? That's a new one.
I mean, when they throw suicidal ideation in there, and Robin will tell you, I mean, it's looked at as the same as homicidal ideation.
You never hear that in the ads, though. You never hear homicide may cause you to murder.
Actually, you do.
Well,
not murder, but I hear suicidal ideation.
And taking a life is taking a life. It doesn't necessarily discriminate about, because remember, a lot of homicide suicides.
Right.
Exactly. Nobody wants to take the med that may cause homicidal ideation. Like, people are good with the first one, but the second one, it's like, that's a bridge too far.
Tony, I really want to get rid of that foot fungus, man. So, you know,
the fungus comes at a
massive cost. You know, you might wipe out your entire family, but by God, your foot fungus will be gone.
Thank goodness.
Now that incessant scratching and itching's gone, that's all that really matters.
Ask your doctor if fungicide is right for you. All right. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in and give us your thoughts. Check out Bob's podcast, Defense Diaries, wherever you get podcasts. And Buried, it is also available wherever you get podcasts. It's a deep dive into the John Wayne Gacy story, like only Bob can tell it, because only Bob has the tapes. So it's quite a podcast. Do check both of those out. Robin's book, It's Not All About Me, available wherever books are sold. Go check this out. It's delicious, and it is bursting with country fresh flavor. I just want to say that again.
Next one is going to be It's All About Bob.
It's part of this complete breakfast, by the way. All right. Until next time, for Bob, for Todd, for Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, this is Murder at the U.
Did you say someone got shot?
November 2006, a college football star on his way to NFL dreams, gunned down in broad daylight.
Just bawling, crying, and he said, Coach, they killed him.
No weapon, missing witnesses, conflicting accounts, and for years, no arrest.
She insinuated that the Miami PD had done nothing, and it became a little bit more accusatory.
The case goes cold, rumors spread, and the truth gets buried. Until now.
His world could come crashing down. According to him, it was over.
The ending, something no one saw coming. Because this story isn't over yet. From ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, this is Murder at the U. Binge the full season right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris. It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.